Lisa Jeffrey is the executive director of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association in Fairview. And Lisa, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us on the Ag Show today. First of all, I ask just a little bit of an icebreaker. How is everything going heading into the heart of the summer months?
Things are going well. The weather conditions so far this year have been definitely closer to normal than last year, and if we end up having a relatively average growing season this year, it should provide some pretty interesting research results on our multi-year projects where we're able to compare last year's drought condition results to this year's results. So that's the outcome we're hoping for.
Yeah, that's actually a good point you bring up here, Lisa, is the fact that the last few years you've been battling drought up here in northwestern Alberta, but not necessarily this year. How much of a relief or excitement in the industry has it been knowing that you're not necessarily battling drought?
I think it's definitely a relief, but there's still lots of curveballs that the growing season could throw at us yet, so we're not going to breathe a sigh of relief, I think, until harvest is done.
How have things been in the association and, I guess, in the industry from your perspective, especially after the 2 years that is the pandemic?
It's been the post-COVID extension world particularly has been different than we expected. We are struggling a bit to re-engage with producers and surprisingly to draw people out to in-person events. We definitely expected higher attendance this year at events than what we're getting, and I don't know if part of it is that maybe people have adapted more to the realities of or conveniences of a somewhat virtual world, but we're even shifting our extension model to more of a discussion-based format with more focus on peer-to-peer learning, so we're trying some different things with the extension program. And we're also going to be undergoing a strategic evaluation process this year. So we're going to be looking for much more extensive and detailed feedback from Peace Country producers than what we normally do with our annual survey process. And we need this input in order to set new direction and new priorities for the association. The reason for that being partly to do with some of the changes we're seeing in extension turnout, and then also a lot of things have shifted within ag research and extension in the province in the last couple of years, so we want to ensure that PCBFA's priorities align really, really well with our producers' priorities in the region, that we're bringing real value to the area, and that we're able to meet producers' needs in the best way that we absolutely possibly can.
Have things been a relearning tool thanks to COVID? Or has it been something new that has been pulled out of the industry that needs to be taught?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that the last couple of years has had a major impact on the way that extension and learning in particular happens. So many things shifted to virtual or digital format. So some people have adapted to that and that's what they want to stick with. And then other people are interested in going back to more traditional extension methods. And yeah, I think there's a little bit of almost relearning that needs to happen there with what's the best way to offer that component now.
You mentioned the collaboration with producers. I'm sure ag officials in many of the jurisdictions in northwestern Alberta are also included in that conversation. How has the collaboration been with all parties involved, especially now?
We have very strong collaboration and very strong relationships and support with our municipal ag service boards in the region. We do get funding support from 10 municipalities, from the Ag Service Boards, which we're really, really grateful for, and it's absolutely crucial to supporting our research and extension programming.
What are some of the projects that are happening with the Beef and Forage Association heading into the heart of the summer, the fall, and possibly the winter and beyond?
So one research project I'm really excited about is our perennial cereals project. So We're looking at perennial rye and then also kernza, which is actually an intermediate wheatgrass, but there's work going on right now to attempt to develop it into a productive perennial cash crop. And so the yield's increasing with every breeding cycle. So we're looking at those two intercrops with legumes, and we're evaluating potential agronomic, economic, and environmental benefits in mixed and livestock cropping systems. So we're examining two different management uses. One involves spring grazing or a forage harvest, followed by combining in the fall for grain, and then the other one involves combine harvesting in the summer, followed by late fall grazing or forage harvest.
Sounds like the excitement is definitely brewing in the industry, especially with COVID now in the rearview mirror, there not being any drought this year, and the brightness of the future. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but am I wrong?
No, I think it's a great year for agriculture.
I was going to ask you, what else does the summer and the fall look like as far as harvest and potential for the seasons?
For us, we've got tons of extension events planned for the summer and fall. Our biggest one is our annual field day at the Fairview Research Farm. This is the 8th annual running of this event, so it's August 4th at the research farm, which is just northwest of Fairview. It runs from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We usually get a couple hundred producers come out for that, but it's a chance to tour all the plots and farm-scale research projects that we have there, see the work that we're doing. We have our own staff presenting information on the results coming out of those projects. We also bring in some guest speakers. We have a free dinner included this year, and there will also be a small trade show. So that's a big one. Another potential project that I just wanted to quickly touch on, actually. So there's another potential project we're working on putting together right now. So it's a farm scale evaluation of various regenerative management practices, primarily crop livestock integration practices. So with this one, the treatment blocks will be 30 to 50 acres each. And though the initial project will be for 5 years, we're hoping to be able to continue in 5-year funding cycles for 20 years or more. And a producer steering committee is going to be co-developing the project with us. So treatments will be added, modified, or removed based on feedback from the committee. And it's going to have a really strong focus on the economics piece. We're going to have economists from Alberta Ag working with us on a very detailed analysis of the finances. So there's tons of research out there already on the environmental and the soil health benefits of these kind of management practices, but we really want to see what is the impact on the farm's bottom line. We don't believe that producers should have to sacrifice productivity or profitability for long-term sustainability. So we want to look very specifically at that piece of these practices.
Fingers crossed that all goes well.
Thank you.
Lisa Jeffrey is the Executive Director of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show. Lisa, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No trouble. Thank you.